I'm joined by Kentish Mayor Tim Wilson, and on the line from Rowing Tasmania, Rob Prescott. Morning, Rob.
Morning. How are you today, Darren?
Very well. Okay, so Tim's dropped in to tell us the story of the beast, as he's calling it, in Lake Barrington. So you had the championships out there last week, so you had some comments made by rowers, right?
Yeah, we did, and it was quite strange that when the first one came up, I dismissed it because it just was far too far-fetched.
Yeah.
The second one came up and thought, oh, what's going on here? And it just sort of kept on going through the championship. So something was happening. I'm not quite sure what it was. And then to see the image pop up, I thought to myself, no, this just doesn't feel right. There is something out there.
Wow. And what did the rowers, what did they say was happening?
Rowing is a sport where it's a very sensory sport. So you get a lot of feeling through your hands, through your bum, because the boats are so narrow. So they're feeling a lot of things happening within the boat. And they just felt like a pressure wave coming up as something was maybe going underneath them or to the side of them. And one of them actually said they saw some sort of a black shape, but they just thought it was the dark colour of the water.
Wow. Anything to add, Tim?
Well, I guess that's just confirms the stories and goes with the image. But, I was just, as I said before, I'd breathe a sigh of relief that everything went off without a hitch.
Well, what about the lanes? Did people see the lanes moving or anything?
It's interesting you've asked that question because through the year, the course has damage to it, and we've always in the past put it down to the fact that there's been a large log that's come down the river,
yeah,
and it's actually snagged up in the lines. And the lines are made out of a combination of stainless steel and carbon fibre rope.
Yeah.
So they're exceptionally strong, and this may well explain some of the damage on the course that we just can't put it down to a reason. Sometimes we'll pull the course up and there'll be a log attached to it. Other times it's just broken for no reason. So this may well have something to do with this particular animal.
How long is Lake Barrington roughly?
Looking at 22 to 25 kilometres, so it's a very, very large stretch of water.
It's a big body of water, so there's certainly enough room for something large to exist and live in there. This is quite amazing. I was saying to Tim, it's going to blow up. So you'll have people calling you from all over the place.
Look, no doubt. I've already had some comment with the story that was in The Advocate this morning. We shared that on our social media, and I've had a few private messages where people are saying, oh, we didn't think this was ever going to come out, but we've seen the animal and we've felt it. So there must be something to it because, the lake itself, as we've said, is quite long, but it's also very, very deep. So, there may well be more than enough room for an animal like this to exist and not be seen on a regular basis.
Okay, so Hydro manage the lake, Tim. So what do you think should happen now?
Well, as the manager of the lake, I guess we need their support to find out more about this creature. I guess they've got the sort of kit that could do sonar underwater.
Mm.
I did put a call through just to the general number yesterday, but, I mean, what button do you push to report an underwater creature?
Yeah,
so I got
to
a bit confused and hung up.
Yeah.
So, but I think after Easter we probably need to have a more serious talk with them and just work out a way ahead. I don't know. Rob's view I think is a bit different, but I really would like to see this coexistence of the rowers and the recreational users and the creature. The idea of relocating it is fraught with dangers, I would think.
Well, you've got to catch it first to relocate it. And that, by the look of the photo that you've shown me this morning of something with its head up just near the rowing tower there, that's quite big. So that's going to be hard to catch for a start. So, Rob, you think it should be relocated. Is that right?
Well, my concern is for the safety of not only our rowers but other users of the lake, and I can understand why my good friend the Honourable Mayor can see the tourism potential in this.
Yeah.
My views are quite opposed to Tim's because at the end of the day I look at this as a safety issue. You know, if someone hit it at any sort of speed or it hit someone in one of our rowers, it could well injure people. I think that something has to be done about at least removing it or capturing it and corralling it somewhere. know, it could be a danger to lake users.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for taking our call. Appreciate it. This is about to blow up, and expect your phone to be ringing all morning, Rob.
Just what I need today. Thank you.
All right, thanks. See you later.
All right, cheers.
Oh,
cheers,
by the way, before you go, very successful Australian Rowing Championships, by the way.
I'm sorry, say again?
Very successful Australian Rowing Championships, by the way.
Fantastic. Yes, it was. It was far better than we anticipated. The response that's been coming back from our mainland visitors and our locals has just been exceptional. We were delighted that it went off the way that it did. The little weather event caused us a few parking issues, but our team got around that, and people have just gone away with massive smiles on their faces.
Good on you, mate. Have a good Easter.
All the best. Cheers, Darren. Bye-bye.
Okay, Rob Prescott from Rowing Tasmania. Well, Tim, so... Well, I guess it's in the hands of Hydro now, isn't it?
Well, I guess, you know, it'll be a surprise.
Parks and Wildlife, maybe?
maybe a few players involved. I guess it'll be a surprise to them to hear of this morning. We're just going to see what plays out over the Easter break, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it may not ever be seen again.
Well, it was a snapshot. Somebody got it.
If it is an actual creature, I mean, it could be a tree. It could be...
Well, it's a funny-looking tree, Darren.
Okay. All right. So that photo you've put on your council.
Yeah, it's on the council Facebook page. I'm sure it'll get spread around.
All right. Hope you're ready for some phone calls today too.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Have a good day. Have a good Easter.
Thank you, mate.